Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scram.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Chris Rivlin.
We'll introduce Chris in just a second. He is our guest.
I love it.
But we are here today. This is the podcast where comedians drink beer, talk about crazy stuff, weird, wacky stuff. And today we're talking about the mystery of Mexican orbs. Hot topic.
This is very hot.
Very hot. In fact, shout out to our patron, Bar Napkins Bree.
Yeah, Bar Napkins is great. He's the one that posted the video of him shaving a chia pet with his Manscaped.
Yes.
Yeah. And free advertising.
Speaking of Manscaped, I was about to say chia pet, our sponsor. If you're not on our Patreon, get on and go to Patreon, find us, follow us, give us a little bit of your hard-earned money.
Yeah.
And we promise to give you 4 bonus episodes, access to our Discord, and we just got chairs.
It's getting big.
Thing is set up. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk yet, but this studio is dope.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Do I have an official introduction or am I good to go?
Let's do it. Come to the Campout Festival, Mind Under Matter, and welcome back to the pod, our friend, local Raleigh comedian, Chris Rivoli.
Yay!
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
I'm happy to be back in this beautiful studio, man. Mm. You guys really made...
Welcome to the studio.
Like
thanks. Yes. Well, that's all the Bopper Flop guys. They made it look like a home.
Well...
Justin made it sound like a home.
Yes.
There we go.
Like a very well soundproofed home.
Yeah, for sure.
No, so we did. We got, as some of you guys know, we're all from the Raleigh, North Carolina area, which has a bustling comedy scene anchored by a legendary comedy club, Goodnight's Comedy Club, and it is moving, and we scored some chairs.
Yeah, so now we can do some
live
events.
Shows. That's so we're cool. Getting closer and closer. So if you're not a patron, get on it. Now, on that note, Chris.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. I got off work like 2 hours ago, and I'm happy to be talking to people because I live alone. So I just work for 8 hours, and I don't say words out loud.
You didn't get off work. You just stopped working.
Yeah, I just stopped working in my room. Yeah.
What's your job where you don't talk for 8 hours?
Well, I do renewals for sales renewals for this tech company.
Oh, yeah.
And I got promoted, not trying to brag, listeners, but my first job was cold calling, so I was talking all day.
Oh, that's cold calling's the shit,
and
man.
And it was so bad. And then they went from that to now I'm talking to people, but it's all email.
Oh, I like email talking.
I prefer it too.
I like instant. I want to be an instant message person.
Mm, like AIM, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really good. ICQ, I'm fast.
I got roasted on TikTok because I made a TikTok about AIM and all of the comments says, why do you keep saying AIM?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
And that's how I've said it my whole life. I said it out loud.
No,
out loud.
I'll tell you why I think is because when I'm old enough to remember like when America Online first came out. And then I had a group of friends who were, a decade or so younger than me, who they never had AOL. They just had AIM. They just had AOL Instant Messenger as a standalone software piece.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it was just called AIM. It was just called AIM.
Yeah. It feels weird to say AIM. I don't know why.
Right.
It's
probably
correct, though.
I don't know, because that's like we don't call it AOL.
Right. Remember ASL?
I don't remember.
Yeah, American Sign Language. That was a good time.
No, that's what you always said when you met somebody on AIM or AOL, ASL, age, sex, location.
So. Oh, man, that could have gotten me out of some situations.
Abbreviations, I just remember away messages. What messages were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember ICQ. That was one that was pretty big. That was after AIM, but it was...
That was the first thing I remember, like, you could see people online.
Yeah.
You come on and you're like,
And you hear that little door open.
Yeah.
Would sign on.
My girlfriend broke up with me over chat.
That's awesome.
I definitely had some third grade relationships go right down the shitter.
Oh, mine was after college.
Wow, third grade. Jeez.
Yeah.
I definitely downloaded a nude via AIM on dial up.
Hell
man,
yeah.
You were there
like
3 days.
Left and came back. And it was like.
Yeah, scans, and so you'll get like
you get like 2 lines,
and you're like, you
I could
be
see the start of a nipple coming,
it.
And I got really excited. This is 1993, I think.
And now we have all of the porn,
all of it,
too much,
all of it,
too much,
all of it everywhere, all the time.
I want
at any time.
I want the slow, seductive temptation of one like
pixel a line
per minute coming in. You know what I mean?
Because you're just
it's like someone like taking off a negligee. It's like just revealing a little bit.
You're like, oh, I earned this. I had to wait for this. Yeah, the worst case scenario in 2022 is like, oh, the Wi-Fi is not that great right now, and so you have to wait a little bit long, dude. Right.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Too much porn. We've covered that. We should probably readdress it.
Yeah, I'll research it again.
Yeah. We're excited to have you here for several reasons. One, because we finally get to have you in the studio here, where we the Conspiracy Beer Me Cave. We're drinking beer, and we have a new segment that we kick things off to get the old juices flowing. I didn't like how that sounded.
Okay,
no, you nailed it, dude.
News of the weird.
Okay.
So we ripped some headlines from the last week's news. And this, a couple bangers this week.
Yeah.
One is researchers at the University of Tukru. Don't ask me where that is. T-U-K-R-U. Hmm. But they have discovered some unique properties of the parasite known as Toxoplasma gondii.
Oh, is this the cat one that you get from litter box cleaning? that's toxoplasmosis. Is that the same thing or no?
Similar.
Okay.
I was just laughing because I got scratched by my cat. I thought I was going to die for a week. sometimes when an animal gets bit by or gets infected by a parasite, other animals can sense it. There's like phenotypic changes that occur. So that, like, you know, a rat doesn't want to mate with like an infected rat or like that.
Or like we don't want to sleep with lepers.
Right.
No, so this is
like
our leper.
There's like something
colony
so you know.
Of fans.
Well, this parasite, Toxoplasma gondii, they realize that it is adapted so that it actually makes you more sexually attractive.
Oh.
So it makes, so like, yeah.
Damn,
it, like,
I got it.
they found that female rats have a preference to mate with the rats that are infected with this parasite. It boosts their testosterone rates, and they're testing it, and they're finding like, yeah, it actually makes them more sexually attractive.
Crazy.
Which is crazy because humans that get infected with it also have higher testosterone rates and a higher tolerance for risk.
But then once they get it, it's like fatal, right? Or it's not good.
I don't know.
No, I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think it's fatal.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it's very bad, but like it disguises itself in this attractive way.
They think what it is that the parasite doesn't want to die. And the best way for it to live is for you to mate so it can pass on to your mate. Mm-hmm. And so one way it knows to do that is to increase certain parts of your body, your pheromones and your testosterone, and make you less risk averse. Because when you're less risk averse, you'll mate with anything, right?
Yeah.
Just like, I don't care.
It's like you're drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Are you going to – oh, please keep going.
No,
there's something else
it.
About – oh, well, there's actually another part of this study, which is really interesting. It said that people infected with this often – show more conservative leaning views.
Oh, that's right. Isn't that
really?
Crazy?
Yeah. Because apparently,
dude,
doing like having that
this
mindset
whole thing is a,
makes it, you win.
This whole thing this past
Your
four
Honor,
years.
It was a parasite.
Yeah, exactly.
Is why I was at the Capitol. It was a parasite. It wasn't me.
So I'm so attractive.
Yeah.
Other weird news of the week. Over the weekend, a team of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration explorers, that's called NOAA.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those guys came across something crazy in the mid-Atlantic ocean floor.
Oh, yeah.
Like a mile and a half down the bottom of the ocean, they found a series of holes dug into a seabed at regular intervals. Like they have a remote operated submarine and something like just...
Yeah, it looked like a dashed line. Like
look
like
a dotted
like
line
dotted
for
line
a long freaking way. And they're all exactly the same shape. And it's like almost identical. And it has, they said there was sand piled up as if something bored down into the ocean floor.
Now that's interesting because everyone always thinks of aliens as in the sky. Mm. Why would they not figure out a way to get to the bottom of the ocean?
Oh, that's something we've discussed. That's what we believe about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, why would they
in
not?
Because
that's where you're definitely not going to find them.
Right.
There's going to be
way
less sightings.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that if you're a patron, you will hear us visit that topic soon. And
sign up for the Patreon, everybody.
$5 and we can get to the bottom of this.
That's crazy. That, well, one thing that's interesting about that, so it seems very mechanical and very man-made, but I don't know, have you seen that video? There's a video on Reddit or on YouTube, but it shows this fort that a certain fish makes when they're wanting to mate, and it's like this super intricate, like blown sand. Like it looks like a underwater Mandela design. It's so crazy. And they're like, what could do that? And they're like, oh, it's a fish.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I would say, and I agree with you that there are weird things, is that I heard a scientist once say there's really no straight lines in nature. Like straight lines don't naturally really occur, especially symmetrical state lines.
So
like
those
straight lines.
So those bent carrot commercials are bullshit. They're just trying to sell dudes with curved dicks. Like nobody's got an actual straight dick.
I mean, it's not. But you know what I'm saying? Like everything, nature doesn't like symmetry and straight angles. Like 90 degrees is a very man-made concept.
Right.
We don't see it in nature.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. That's wild.
Yeah.
No, it's wild.
Yeah.
Like we're going to start, I mean, we got the Mars rover going around, but we also have these underwater submarines. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing these underwater submarines, we're going to be like, fuck the rover. What is that?
Are either of you terrified of the ocean?
Not of the part that I can reach.
Ocean kind of freaks me out.
For me, it's 4 feet deep.
I mean, yes. I mean, open ocean, yes, freaks me out. But
like, I'll tell you, like, I'll never go on a cruise.
Really?
Oh, that's different, though.
Yeah, even though that's why I like, that's how much I don't like the ocean. Like, forget, like, not,
that's a hotel.
No, yeah, I wouldn't.
You lived at the beach.
I know, you know, it's crazy. I lived at the beach and I would occasionally go surfing.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like anything past that, I'm like, I'm good.
Man.
Even surfing for me is like, ugh.
Yeah, surfing's a little weird. We went, we would go night surfing. Like, we'd get home drunk from Wrightsville Beach bars and then go surfing.
And
I didn't have soft contacts then, so I had no vision out there. And I'm like swimming around in the dark, just listening for waves. But that's scary. You're scared of the ocean that's terrifying.
The open ocean is scary. Like, when you can't see land on any side.
So, living at the beach, here's a fact that I've heard that I've never looked up to see if they were right, and I just keep repeating it to everybody. So I'm just going to keep regurgitating it. Everyone says this: if you go surfing once a week for like 5 years, at some point there's like a 95% chance you were right next to a shark.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Or I don't know the exact years and like days, but it was something about like, if you go surfing like every now and then for like a couple of years, there's been multiple times you've been right next to a shark.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so they're right there. I think they're there all the time.
I think there's a higher level of you being on land and being next to a murderer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think about that all the time, too.
Yeah, all the people that are in the military that have served.
Not
a murderer, but someone has killed somebody.
Yeah, you had to correct that. You're like, called every active duty service.
No. Some of them were murderers, but most of them are,
most of them are just doing their duty. Jobs. Yeah. Which is to kill people.
Yeah. Or, you know, logistics.
Right.
Just handling business.
That's right. A wet work, we call it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I think there's a lot more sharks than we realize. And you're like, I just know for drone footage these days where some guy's flying his drone off the coast and people are just like ignorantly just playing in the surf.
Oh, yeah. And you see him anywhere.
And like a shark's right there. They never know.
No, yeah. So, well, that's what I think we need to see more, because everyone thinks sharks are bad. But if you just realize they're around constantly and how often do you actually get attacked, it's like, well, maybe it's not so bad that there's a billion lemon sharks around my feet.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If you limit your time, just fucking leave the sharks alone. You came to where they live.
Yeah. You can't beat up a shark. Nobody can. No. You can get away every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to win that fight most of the time.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well, listen.
Okay.
Also ripped from the news in some ways is our topic for today.
Oh, okay.
Because it's an old topic that's been around for a while. But it got a major update this week when a Mexican meteorologist by the name of Isidro Cantaluna, right?
That sounds sexual.
Man has it together.
Yeah. I'm so good at Cantaluna, whatever the hell it is.
He reported on social media that a bizarre metal orb emblazoned with secret codes fell into a tree in Veracruz, Mexico, just before midnight this past Sunday night.
And just so you know, if you look at what his reporting is, he types in all caps.
All caps.
So we're going to yell all of this. All of his reporting.
Okay, so he's over the age of 50.
Yes.
Maybe much older, because I don't use all caps.
Anyone who's all caps has to be over 50.
All caps are just one step above the ellipses.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. His tagline, by the way, as a meteorologist, is weather is also news. Which
he was so close. We were all on board with thinking that dude fucks, but with that hashtag, I don't know.
But he's right. That's one of my complaints about the weather, is that they're predicting, and you don't predict news. News, you're reporting on what happened. So weather is actually news. I fuck with this dude.
I weather's not news.
It's totally news.
That would be funny, because I think there's a difference between a weatherman and a meteorologist.
Yeah.
A weatherman reports on what the weather actually is.
Oh.
And a meteorologist reports on their prediction that based upon...
That makes sense.
Yeah, weatherman is just some guy.
That's Jim Cantore going, it's flooded.
Right. Yeah. Like, when you're in an elevator, we're all weathermen. You know, it's rain, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it is pretty funny, because the weatherman took the least amount of skill level.
Yeah.
Like, going over to John for the weather, is like, well, we started out sunny today, then a storm rolled in, and... if you look outside, you'll see cloudy skies. Like, thanks, Jim. Great reporting. Yep. You're like, I just got back from the window.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
one
crazy.
Step removed from the traffic person. I always feel bad for the traffic person on the news, because you know they want to do something else. And they're just like, well, there's a wreck on 440. Back to you. Who gets paid more?
Yeah, they must hate the day they pay their student loans from like a journalism school, grad school. They're like reporting the traffic.
Yeah.
It is kind of wild, though. Imagine seeing like a thunderstorm like hundreds of years ago, and you're like, oh, that's definitely God mad at us for something.
Yeah.
So we have, I guess, advanced in some way from thinking God is punishing us to the, like, no, that's just lightning.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I would like to see someone take the traffic report and study it like meteorology with statistical models.
Oh, yeah.
So they can say, well, it's Tuesday. What we've been seeing is a little bit later start to the traffic on Tuesday. I like that. Most people are still waking up, getting their coffee after a long Monday back at work, you know.
That's right. People still hungover from Rage Against the Machine on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think we'll see a lot of traffic on the northern part of the Beltline as outsiders try to get a jump on things.
There's absolutely a way to check out those statistics. Why is no one doing that? I mean, maybe the DOT is.
They don't have that parasite like me. It makes
it's crazy. Now people used to like wake up and watch the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Now it's people just look at the weather app on their phone, which is barely gives you any information. It's just like a little bit of information. There used to be a whole channel that people watched and they'd give you in-depth synopsis.
Locals on the 8s, man. Yeah. You would wait around for your local weather.
Yeah, time and weather.
But let me just reiterate. Mm-hmm. The weather is not fucking news. I don't care what this guy says.
You're right.
It's just something that happens.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't look out your window and see what the stock market's
but
doing.
But when it snows and then they're like, school's going to be canceled. I guess that's
news.
Oh, man, you haven't lived as a person, in my opinion, if you didn't sit in front of a TV
for hours
waiting to see your school system close, that is peak like middle school activity in my mind.
Oh, dude, it was that's one of the best feelings when you're younger, when you're watching the weather. Sometimes before they even announce it, you just watch the weather and you're like, we're not going to school.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like, good. That's when you blew off work because you were an amateur meteorologist.
Dude, one time they canceled school. And then it didn't snow.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And we just had a day off.
That's great.
And welcome to North Carolina. Yeah, listening from actual places with the actual winters, we'll do that stuff.
It's great. Dude, they can't. If 1 inch of snow, 2 days off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we're nuts.
And it melts the first day.
Immediately.
And then it becomes ice, but then it really melts the second day.
Yeah.
I do love a good snow day, though, I'll say that.
Snow days are the best.
Man, we have a great, like, elementary school in my neighborhood with a huge hill on it, and it's like in the shade. Everyone just shows up.
Oh yeah,
it's like 9 a.m. and the parents are all drinking, kids are sledding.
Okay, I did not expect
really?
Oh yeah, I did not see that
dude
coming.
Every parent you see is drunk. Absolutely.
Oh my god, we're so hammered
at 9 a.m
oh yeah. My yeah dude, you walked that,
you have a better chance of being next to a drunk parent than a killer. Yeah
dude, it's so it's crazy. Like you show up, parents will be texting and be like, we're going down. And one woman was like, I'm bringing Bloody Marys. And, you know, like, so I got mimosas. And I'm like, I'm just bringing beer.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was, I realized this. Everyone realizes this when you get older, but it's like when you're in high school and stuff, and then like you walk into high school and the teacher's like, all right, today we're watching a movie. You're like, oh, we're having like a chill day.
Yeah.
And then you get older and you realize like, oh, you were hungover.
Yeah, you were having a chill day.
You went out on a Tuesday and got trashed.
Right.
Yeah. And now we have to watch The Outsiders.
A lot of hungover teachers this morning. Yeah. Probably going to see some real bottlenecks up at the school. Okay, so he posts on Facebook in all caps, like a fucking madman, and it's created like just a huge buzz. So here's some things he said: the orb appears to be made of a very hard plastic or an alloy of various metals. Which, by the way, huge difference between a very hard plastic or an alloy of various metals.
Absolutely.
Apparently, it has an antenna. Mm-hmm. And then this is my
and there's photos of it.
There are photos of this. So just if you're listening, this is not a conspiracy. This actually happened.
Yeah, I feel like so far it's been all facts.
So far all facts.
Yeah, conspiracy fact me.
Then he says,
fact beer me. I don't know what the fuck this is.
On the outside of the sphere, there is a code, but no hole or slit through which it could be open. These spheres have a timing mechanism that at a certain time they open by themselves and show the valuable information they have inside. Okay, I think that last sentence is just him speculating.
Yeah, because it became plural.
Yeah, these spheres.
These spheres. That means there's another one somewhere.
Right.
That he's
seen. All of a sudden, understood the opening mechanism for these things.
Where did he put this on Facebook?
Yeah, which is where you definitely should post
news. The newest news source nowadays.
Yes, my favorite one. He says, "Personal suggestion: : Do not touch it or get close to it until it is reviewed by specialists. ". It may be radioactive.
Okay.
Two likes.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
like aliens invaded. Two likes and a frowny face.
One comment. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
I'm in love with the fact that he called it personal suggestion.
Yeah.
Not just like you could have just put do not touch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like me personally, I wouldn't touch it. It could be radioactive. You do what you want.
Yeah.
But like,
I paid a lot for my weatherman education, and I would say from that, I know you should not touch it.
I'll tell you what, if a freaking metallic orb with a secret code fell in Raleigh, and the person giving us radioactive medical advice was like Greg Fischel from WREI, I'd be like, what? Right. Where the fuck are the officials on this? Who's monitoring this situation?
And also, anytime someone's like, don't touch it, it's like, well, now we have to.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, the device was removed at 3:15 a.m. by what he called highly trained personnel with specialized equipment, taking all the precautions and following all the protocols that the case required. Again, I don't think you have any knowledge of what is required or what protocols.
No.
The object is no longer in the state of Veracruz, and its final destination will be beyond our borders. Will the authorities say this was a joke or fake news? National security issue. By the way, there's ellipses throughout this entire post. National security issue, :
Oh.
And again, this guy had me on his first post.
Yeah. But then he was like, I made up this lie. Don't ask me about it. It's gone.
And then it just sort of like. He just went off the rails.
Yeah.
He took something that was a genuine bona fide mystery and started speculating on it in a way that I think totally blew his, I mean, all caps probably was the first.
I think you're right that he took something. Probably drugs.
You think, I mean, this really happened.
No, I know. But just how he's like, man, I went home. Existential crisis. What do I got in the fridge? It'll get
me fucked
up.
Probably his first viral post. He was so fired up. He was leaning into it. He was feeling himself.
He was leaning so hard. He was on the caps lock.
Gosh. I don't know. I have had very few what I would even consider viral posts in my life. I think I had one that was shared 36,000 times on Facebook.
That's good.
And but it loses reality for you because it's no longer your people, your friends who are talking or it's just
into the abyss.
The shit talkers.
Right.
But it is sort of nuts.
It's nuts.
When you look at your phone and you're like, 2,200 people have commented on your post. And you're just like,
what the fuck?
I don't want to look at this anymore. So I think he probably was like, oh my gosh. You're like AOL, like you've got mail. He was like,
You've
just keeps going. Old people aren't bad at technology. Yeah, yeah. They just use old technology that just yells at them constantly. Right.
Well, so I guess the topic for today is what could this be? Mm. And I'm sort of surprised that of all the articles I've read, I think that there is a very obvious story to tell here, but it is not made it into the mainstream.
All right,
media.
So let me say this. My high school GPA was a 2.5. So we're going to have to backtrack.
Okay.
There was an orb that fell from the sky.
Yes.
And just landed in the middle of town.
Veracruz, in a tree.
And it was coded?
It had a secret code on it.
Yeah, they said there's a door that opens and then you see the code in the door.
So it's a big thing, too.
Let's see.
I don't know. You can't really tell scale because it's a close up in the tree. Yeah. And you're like, well, I don't.
But all right, it fell in the tree. Okay,
smaller than a car.
Tree didn't catch on fire.
Nope.
Smaller than a. But look, something falling out of the sky, and then not getting destroyed by even like a tree. Right. I mean, I know a tree kind of softens the fall, but
how many witnesses?
A lot. I mean, it was seen. Okay. It was not. I mean. You know, this guy heard about it for sure and then started reporting on it. Mm-hmm. Right. Rather than going to the news station where he worked and giving them a breaking news story, he decided to all caps Facebook shout it.
And then his big thing was he explained that, but then said, don't go near it because it's radioactive.
No, personal suggestion.
Personal suggestion.
Like, this is not official.
Don't go near it because you'll die.
Yeah, it's like sometimes like authorities are telling people to please stay clear of the creek until the floodwaters recede due to the toxic nature of the water. No, so that's just something like, if I were you, I wouldn't go swimming in that. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they got some ninjas to just take it out.
Yeah.
Somebody came in, which that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I would imagine that military had something to do with it. And even if it was something legitimate and not something extraterrestrial or odd, that Mexican military, if not U.S. military, would probably be there. Like if it – so for example, a bunch of stuff fell from space this weekend. It's kind of a weird –
That one guy fell in Raleigh right out of that plane.
I did hear about that. Yes. Yeah. I need to get a good news source. I don't hear about
Reddit.
Just
The Weather Channel.
Facebook.
r/Raleigh will keep you abreast on local news.
Nice.
Debris from SpaceX fell from sky. Fell from space and landed in people's yards. There was a Chinese. Chinese satellite. I think it's called the Long March 5B rocket,
Which is a very Chinese name.
Their names just rattle right off, roll right off the tongue. China's Long March 5B rocket fell back to Earth in a very messy landing, and it strew debris all over. Like, just people were just getting clobbered by giant chunks of a rocket.
Man.
And they have a way to track this, though, right? Like, they kind of knew it was coming?
Yeah, where the ambulances go.
Yes, both the SpaceX and the Long March 5B rocket.
They're like, hey, heads up. We kind of messed up, so just keep your heads up.
Yeah.
Stuff's coming down.
Yeah, don't duck. Roll. You're going to have to roll to avoid the debris.
Air traffic control to Delta 5557. There's a rocket falling. keep your eyes peeled.
You just got to trust me blindly. Roll. They're like, I don't know how to roll.
Everything will be fine.
The scary thing is that if a satellite falls to Earth and just annihilates your house or your car, like, I don't think the satellite people are going to be like, our bad, we're going to pay for that.
No.
I think you're going to be in a real no man's.
Yeah. Well, when Skylab fell to Earth, there's a huge thing about this because no one knew where it was going to land. And how did you know Skylab?
Yeah.
Basically the space station precursor. It was an uncontrolled fall to Earth and people were flipping the fuck out.
Yeah, people were freaking. And then it turned out to be not that big of a deal. Right?
Yeah, I think it landed in the ocean or something.
If you think in terms of like a mile radius, 1 mile, 2 mile, up to 100 mile. If you're what radius would your, if you're like, it's going to fall within this radius, we don't know exactly where, when are you leaving your house? If they're like, on Friday, this satellite is going to fall and it's a 5 mile radius we've pinpointed.
From where you live.
Oh, I'd get the fuck out of that. I can drive five miles. Yeah, definitely. As long as I can drive.
You'd wait it out. You'd be like, I'll just get out of this
radius.
Yeah,
because 5 miles isn't too bad. Yeah, like you said, you could drive 5 miles. I was thinking what you just explained, like, okay, this rocket's going to fall. It's going to land definitely within 5 miles. Do you know how much like math is involved in that I have no idea how to do?
Well,
it's insane.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, definitely a mile you're leaving, 5 miles you're leaving, 50 miles, because that's like
Raleigh. I like 50 miles. 50 miles is like, yeah, you got to fit your – now you have to have a plan.
I think I just like kind of watch. I got to be like – yeah. You know what I mean? I'd be like, all right, I'm going to keep my eyes on it, and if it looks like it's coming really close to me
– I also like the idea of like it's not going to take over 50 miles, but if you live within these 50 miles, you could have a bad day.
Yeah, really?
What if you're at 51 and you're just like, God damn it, got me.
It's so crazy because it's like, it's almost like tornadoes where like a tornado came through my neighborhood, destroyed my neighborhood, not my house, but like some people lost their entire homes, just ripped trees up. And it's like, we were without power for like 2.5 weeks. But then I drove to the grocery store to get like stuff to survive on. Mm-hmm. And people are just going about their day.
Yeah. You're out there like cannibalizing people because you're like at your wit's end. And I'm like, no, who wants hot dogs?
Yeah. Like I had to like chainsaw through a tree to get out of my neighborhood. Like,
yeah. Some people are not fazed by any type of storm. They just go business as usual. They don't care at all. And it's a weird, like a flex among men.
Well, if it doesn't affect you, you're definitely not fazed by it. Like when a hurricane comes, it affects, a snowstorm comes, but like, if a rocket falls on your neighbor's house and kills it,
that's true.
I think you're like, sorry, John, I got to go to work. You're just like, you're fucking out of there.
That's an act of God, according to the insurance company.
Yeah, they don't pay.
They don't.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I think has been lost on this Mexican orb thing, which I'm surprised by. Just over like a month ago, orbs in Mexico, flying orbs in Mexico have been a thing for decades. Just last month, there was video of orbs, they called it dancing in a live stream video over a volcano. Orbs seem to be attracted to volcanoes. So there's been a lot of sightings.
Mexico's a huge hotspot for UFOs. And there's this one volcano that they have a camera on at all times. And you'll see stuff just fly into the volcano and then leave. Yes. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, this was an active volcano. And they have like a camera on 24 hours a day because, and then there's just like, oh, look, those are flying and like kind of doing this thing. I have a video from the Daily Mail and 2020, March 19th, 2020, two FedEx pilots were near Monterrey, Mexico, and they, did not see anything on their radar, but looked over and saw two flying orbs flying past a volcano right near them and reported it to air traffic control. And they're like,
oh, they did nothing with that.
No.
They were like, okay.
Yeah.
No. There was a cigar-shaped orb that came out of a Mexican volcano in 2012. It was the crater of Popocatépetl.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. That is the one that has tons of them.
Tons of them. And then November of 2012, there was a white blur that came sort of shooting out, this like flying thing that kind of just took off. There was a UFO enthusiast from the area named Euphrazo Gonzalez.
He fucks.
Yeah, with that name? Absolutely.
Euphrazio.
No, I fuck. God. Not Euphrazio. Yeah. You fuck?
No. There's been a fair bit of activity around these volcanoes, and this last sighting just adds to the mystery. There must be something about volcanoes that draws extraterrestrials to them.
Okay.
Perhaps they are collecting samples from our planet to take back home.
Or maybe they're similar to humans where they're like, volcanoes are cool, right?
Yeah.
We'll go here.
Well, that's a really interesting point, Chris, because I have read an article recently by NASA scientists saying in their search for intelligent life, they have come to understand that the telltale sign, there's billions of galaxies and stars and planets. So like, how do we narrow down where we focus our attention becomes the problem. And they're saying, we know the Goldilocks zone, but we also now saying volcanoes are the key to life as we think
of it. What's the Goldilocks zone?
So Earth is in what's called a Goldilocks zone, where we're far enough away from our sun where it isn't scorching hot, and we're close enough to where it's warm. So it's kind of like you know how Goldilocks ate the baby bear's shit,
porridge, gotcha. Yeah,
the mama's
just right.
Right. Yeah. So there's they look for stars and they try to find planets, what they call, like, that fit in that same temperature zone.
Right.
And then they look for water, and now they're like, no, water is not the key. It's volcanoes.
Mm. Right.
Right. Somehow, because volcanoes are evidence of plate tectonics. And what NASA scientists are saying now is they realize that volcanoes need life. Like, plate tectonics need and create life because life helps sustain plate tectonics, and they're just understanding the precarious balance. Yeah.
How is that? I don't know.
You
got to
look it up. Okay, it's crazy, but that's absolutely true. So they're like, so maybe intelligent life was drawn to this planet because we had volcanoes.
Mm. Well, I was thinking more of like, I want to see this thing erupt.
Let's go. Right. Right.
You want to see this thing might erupt. I know how to get there.
Yeah. I like that alien accent.
It's like
they're actually from South Jersey. Yeah, these aliens.
It's why they go to, it's like going to Old Faithful in Yellowstone. We're going to take the kids over to Earth, see a couple of these things.
Yeah, a couple of these things.
And they throw their trash in it, and now it doesn't explode.
I was also
going to
say,
anymore.
Do you think, has there been news of sightings near like the Grand Canyon?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they don't want to see a ditch.
Exactly. Yeah.
That looks like home.
I've never been, so there's still a part of me that wants to see it, but it's like an alien.
It's incredible.
It's great. You got to go.
But they don't care, though.
They don't care, but you should care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard it really is breathtaking.
Yeah, go to the North Rim.
Yeah?
Because the North Rim looks different. Then go to the South Rim.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Go to both rims.
Yeah, go. Just do a whole rim job.
Hey, cheers.
Here we go. It deserves that.
I think they look different, but also the North Rim's less crowded. We're not a travel fucking podcast. What are we talking about? So I think that, but I think there is even something more cool and more mysterious going on with this. And it has to do with the city of Teotihuacan.
Okay.
Probably never heard of it. Okay. It was once home to around 200,000 people. And of all the ancient sites we've ever talked about in Central, South America, North America, it's probably the most bizarre that I've ever read about. It is a architecturally significant because it has Mesoamerican pre-Columbian pyramids there, which that's a fancy way of saying it has some of the oldest pyramids in the Western Hemisphere. Much like other ones, they have pyramids to the moon, pyramids to the sun. They have the temple of Quetzalcoatl there, and the Mayans and Aztecs found it, and they were the ones that named it. And the name itself means the place where men become gods.
Whoa. So it's a strip club.
Saturday's ladies night.
That's right.
It is abandoned by them around 700 AD, which, like many abandoned sites, we have no idea why 200,000 people just up and left. A perfectly functioning city with fancy canals and irrigation and complex things. But what is even crazier is that they have found under the city a labyrinth of tunnels and caves. And this is like legit Indiana Jones shit.
Giant caves.
Yeah, like there's one that's like this tunnel. And they're like, whoever built this is like, this is not getting open because it's like, it's got like the unmovable rock at, like, you get on this thing and it's like, clearly they put something to seal something off.
Wow.
And like, we don't know what's behind there, but whoever built this did not want anyone ever to see what's in there.
Wow.
Man.
I would make a bad archaeologist because I'm worried about like breaking rules and going places I shouldn't. So they could just have caution tape in front of an open door. And I'd be like, there's a thing. I probably shouldn't.
That's funny. Cause that's like when you read about archaeological digs from like bygone, you know, eras, you know, that they had no respect for anything. They'd be like, we've uncovered a sacral burial ground. We've recovered all the remains and brought them back to the U.S. to study them. You're like,
Jesus. That's Steve found out you can't get a mummy pregnant. Thanks for taking one for the team, Steve. Dude, it's crazy. They used to sell mummies. They would have Victorian parties where they would steal mummies from Egypt, buy them, bring them, and then they'd unwrap them at parties.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They also have, they found.
I would go.
Yeah, for sure. Wear a top hat.
But they found edible honey in tombs. Honey never goes bad, right? Mm. It'll last forever. And they've sold that. I mean, that honey.
Crazy.
That should be honey's slogan.
Yeah, never goes bad.
It'll last forever.
It'll probably outlive you, honey.
Yeah. I mean, it can get corrupted. So if you're listening at home and you're like trying to decide whether to use this like 40-year-old honey you just found, like personal suggestion.
Chris Rivoli on Conspiracy Beer Me told me to eat this honey. It doesn't go bad. Yeah,
and I died.
Well, but here's the thing that that drew me to this site and that I think it's related to all of this, and you guys kind of understand where I'm going, is that underneath the temple, archaeologists have found an inexplicable collection of mysterious metallic orbs.
Oh. There was a bunch of metallic albums in this cave, and the researchers don't understand why. They were absolutely jamming in these caves. Yeah. Now, there's metallic what?
Orbs.
Metallic.
Back to the orbs, dude. Yeah, we don't know what's going on with
gold
these orbs
in a hidden chamber beneath the temple of the feather serpent. They are like 1800 plus years old. They don't know how they were made. They don't know how they were fashioned. They don't know why they were stored in such a way. But in my estimation, and this will get us to where we could start theorizing on all kinds of stuff, is like, to me, to build, like, one, the temple of the feathered serpent is, like, just magnificent. It's an architectural marvel. It is on par with any other ancient site that you've ever heard of. And then to have a hidden chamber underneath there that's protected, and you store these golden orbs to me in a place that the Mayans and Aztecs called where men become gods, to me sounds like this was either some technology they were preserving or some tribute they made to whatever creatures flew these orbs for thousands and thousands of years, who gifted them with the technology and the knowledge which allowed them to build temples to the sun and the moon. As everyone knows, ancient Mesoamericans had a understanding of the solar system that is probably more superior than even ours.
Yeah.
Right.
It was also easier to see the stars before we polluted the night sky.
Yeah, but they carved things about planets that people can't just tell from the stars. They knew so much.
They knew so much about galaxies that we don't realize you can even see with the naked eye, even under the most pristine light conditions.
Yeah, it's insane.
So I think that these golden orbs are related to some sort of civilization that predates what we think of as modern day humans. I'm talking about primitive Mexicans.
Right.
Some sort of ancient orb flying civilization.
I think a lot of it has to do also with, like, we have the internet and stuff, so, like, if we die, our stuff's on the internet.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it also has to do with they really wanted a way for people to know that, like, hey, we were here.
Oh, yeah.
Not specifically me, but, like, let's come up with a way to, like, show people in the future that, like, we were here. There were people here, and we did something. So, like, we made something that lasted. Because now it's just, like, all of our stuff is just online. So, like, there's traces of us
that
no matter
seems
what.
Less secure to me, though, than, like, a...
Think so?
I mean, I don't know.
That's kind of what I think about the pyramids, too. They were like, yo, let's make a giant, giant pyramid that can't go away, and people forever will be like, what is that?
Yeah, and you're like, it's a Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah, but it's like... yeah. People have built libraries over time with the preservation, with the idea of preserving certain knowledge. And, like, we used to think of, like, oral tradition as the most reliable. And then we thought of it as, like, written knowledge.
Yeah, and then we played telephone and we were like, that
right.
can't
yeah.
be true.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that's why, like, I don't know if you know this, but, like, the ancient, before the written press, right, before writing became, people considered it reliable technology, there were people that memorized ancient text forward and backwards and then in non-sequential order.
Oh, bro, in elementary school, I used to have all my friends' phone numbers and house phone numbers memorized.
Crazy.
How
crazy,
yeah. You
all
might,
of them.
Yeah, they were basically, like, probably some, like, mind that could just remember everything. And they thought that was, like, more reliable than the written word. But that's because you're writing on papyrus and the ink fades and shit. And they're just like, nah, I don't trust that. But now we trust, like, the internet. I just don't know. Internet seems like it could collapse to me really quickly.
That would be a disaster. If the internet just stopped working.
Oh, my God.
I'd love it 100 years from now, but the first day would be brutal.
You know what would be cool about it? Well, all the billionaires would lose so much money.
Oh, it'd be like the most fun snow day ever.
You ever hear that stat that I'm going to butcher? But like, there's some crazy stat of like, if Amazon stopped working for an hour, like how much money is lost? Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's why I think that like, if you're attacking the United States, you're not attacking the Pentagon.
No.
You're going to take out Google's data centers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, like you're going to take out Amazon. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the internet, though, because it's like if you take out. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I feel like if you take out the internet, it's like you don't just take out our internet; you take out all of the internet. Like everyone loses.
Well, that's you think that, but there are countries that have a closed loop.
Yeah, that's
so. Like China's got their own.
They have their own. So thing. Like
internet, intranet.
Intranet. Right. So basically, it's like you think you're seeing the outside, but they block all of it.
It's just theirs. Yeah.
Yeah. They have websites that if you like, you type a domain and someone in China, completely different websites.
They have like pop up blockers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Netflix India versus Netflix USA. Yeah. You just can't get the same shows.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, and we have all of the porn.
That would be funny if the internet crashes and so that historians only find our pornography.
Yeah.
Right. They'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Which they do say most cave drawings, a predominant amount.
Just people trying to jerk off.
No, it's like porn. It was a lot of the cave drawing was just porn.
Look at that bison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was hiking on Mount San Francisco and Flagstaff recently, like in the last...
That's confusing phrase, Mount San Francisco and Flagstaff.
I know, right? Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's like, yeah. And there was like these, you know, those like white trees. What are they called?
Birch or
I don't know.
Aspen and birch.
It was aspen.
Okay.
Someone had carved along this trail this incredibly or like really artistic pornographic series of stuff along. I mean, it's really primitive, but it was clearly a guy getting a blowjob. But it was like a cartoon frame. It was so entertaining.
The man took his time.
Then, I'm not talking like a year, maybe.
Was it like hand on each tree? So when you drove, it animated.
No. It was on a hiking trail, but it was incredible.
Nice.
And I'm like, you had some real dedication to this. Yeah, craft.
Some of my best drawings are fucking.
It's
you have a muse.
You remember the movie Superbad?
Yeah.
So there's a scene in Superbad where I'm sure you've seen where he's like, I just kind of sat around and drew pictures of dicks.
Yeah.
Okay. So that movie came out. I'm not kidding. Still to this day, I guarantee it. Any high school, any textbook, everywhere. There's pictures of dicks everywhere.
But
it started from that movie.
I don't know, man.
Do you think it's always been there?
People always drew dicks.
I thought it started from Superbad, but because I remember that movie came out, and then everywhere you went, you just saw pictures.
I'm sure it enhanced it. Raised the bar on dicks.
Because some of them are good too.
Yeah, veiny.
Yeah.
Straight.
That was
straight.
Weird.
I like curvy.
You know, because back in the day. I don't know if this is still the case now. I know it's not in my kids' high school, but you used to like go to your class and you would get a book and like you would go to the last page in the book and it would be like, it would have the list of people this book had been assigned to.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you'd write your name in it. And then when you came back, you had to turn it in. The teacher would flip through it and make sure you hadn't drawn any dicks. And you'd be like, somebody else drew that. It wasn't me.
Right.
But then if you had someone had your book who you knew, they'd be like, oh, yeah, there's a cool dick in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And there'd be like people like, you know, those random faces on textbooks that are like scribbled over their eyes and stuff. Like horns. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. We were always just vandalizing our books.
Yeah. No one was ever paying attention at school.
Well, I go back to your point. I disagree that I think it's just a, hey, look what we made. I think the pyramids, to some degree, are like that. But this is a hidden – this was a chamber that was not meant to be found, at least in their minds. When they – whoever built it
there's definitely other aspects to it, too, where they're like – they want to preserve things.
Yes.
And they're like – I feel like people were very spiritual back then. They wanted to keep things like sacred and stuff like that. And I don't know why now I'm starting to think like – Machu Picchu fascinates me.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least the pyramids are like, yeah, we made a dope thing. And who knows, maybe it's to show people like other generations were here. Machu Picchu is like, what if we got this on that mountain?
I know.
It's
yeah.
just like, what? You,
right.
It's like, just build on the ground, you idiot.
Right. Like, and it's yeah. weirdly like, it's impressive because they got it up there. But at the same time, it was like, what was the point of that? Other right. than for right. maybe for people to be like, then they're going to think, how the fuck did they get that up there?
Yes.
There were people here.
Yeah. And I just think it begs the question, when you build a hidden underground chamber under a magnificent temple that's not intended to be found, and when you open it up, you're like, wait a second. These are all like golden orbs.
Right. That,
tons of them. And we don't know what they're for. Mm. And, you know, maybe behind that stone, which we'll probably never get open unless we just decide to just do it, maybe there is one of these orbs. Like, maybe there is like a flying machine that they've preserved mm. or technology or something like that. I mean,
there's literally like, you would need like high level machinery to open it.
I think there's more of a question of, is it right? There's an ethical issue.
Oh, okay. So
of like,
yeah.
Like,
I say yes.
Yeah. There probably will come a time where they can
that's
do something.
My thing. There's going to be a time where they open it. So let's do it. Why not?
They could just send a little robot in, just go in from the side and be like, we're not disturbing a lot, but we can pull one of these orbs out.
What kind of robot? How small of a robot?
Oh, a tiny little guy.
Wait, time out. That's a question too. How do they know what's in it?
Don't know. They're just saying somebody went to extreme measures to like.
Well, with like history and stuff. Like,
no, they built this humongous tunnel.
Yeah.
With all these booby traps, and then at the end, it's this giant carved stone that's like stuck in there in such a way that.
But we know there's gold spheres in there. Or we don't.
No. We're talking about two different things.
Oh, sorry. I was like,
they got into the gold sphere room.
You were listening to Metallica.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You did bring up a good point. Is like, if you're ever like just hiking or doing anything outdoors, always bring something really random with you, in case you stumble into some ancient Mesoamerican site. Just plant a Metallica album in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
when it finally is discovered.
Right, just confuse everybody.
Just be like.
I do think there was some of that too. Like, they took things seriously, but I think there was also a lot of like, let's fuck with people.
Yeah.
They're going to come in this cave and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, that's a good point. We always think,
Yeah, usually it's hubris or it's like.
Because they had to have senses of humor back then, you know? Probably wasn't as strong as today, but they had to have a little bit of like.
Yeah, stuff had to be funny.
I don't think
bit.
The sense of humor maybe got you laid as much back then as
no,
it does
not
now.
At all. No. And I think, yeah, especially back then, up until like the 80s, a sense of humor was just like, oh, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. I don't think if like women are selecting their men by like how big the piercings in their lips and their tribal, you know, like paint on them. I don't think there's like Larry who's like, he's just funny. I know he's like.
Yeah.
I know his lip ring isn't that big,
right.
You know, like,
yeah.
But he keeps talking about it every open mic. I got a giant lip ring. It's like, we can see it.
Those cultures where they had that big.
That's like a plate they put
like
in there.
A plate in their lip, and like the bigger it is, the more attractive women find it.
Yeah, that's so interesting how culture to culture is so different.
Be cool if you had something like that where you could choose how big of a something you had that women liked.
Oh, yeah.
Versus just being born. And
you can. It's called money.
Oh,
you just have to work harder.
Yeah. Screw that.
A bunch of
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah, fuck that.
What do you guys think, man? I think that this orb that fell is related to it. I'm not saying that this orb is extraterrestrial in nature, but it could be a weather drone, weather balloon, or weather related. It could be a satellite. It could be something completely just sort of basic. But my strong suspicion is that there's something going on with orbs in Mexico. There's just so many reports and videos of people seeing them.
Yeah.
They're just all over the place. So it's either one of those and it's been some kind of government thing or it's something.
At least one of them has to just be a disco ball. That just has the batteries have been out for a while. Yeah, it
fell out of a disco plane.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could survive in the United States? Like, if it's the only thing that survives to mislead people as to who we were.
Fascism?
No, like a building or something. Like a building. Like the Cleveland Browns Stadium would be like.
Wait, say it again. What's the worst thing?
Yeah, like if everything is destroyed except for like one or two things. Like I was thinking like a disco. Like, how hard is it going to be to figure out what a fucking disco is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like to make people like put the pieces back together what this is?
Yeah, they're going to think we worship this. Orb hanging from the, you know, like it's the centerpiece of the thing. Or like, no, it just reflected light.
Yeah, there's a ton that I can't think of them right. I think, yeah, like football stadiums would be so confusing. They would just be like, like not confusing, but they would just be like, this many people watched whatever game this is?
Yeah, but the Coliseum is pretty damn.
And it probably scales
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but they were like taking people's heads off and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely watch that.
CTE isn't much different. Yeah.
Ooh, I got one. A skate park.
A skate park would be weird. Yes.
A skate, because you'd be like, okay, there's a rail, right. There's stairs. It looks like a plaza, but there's no stores.
Yeah.
It's right. Just like it has a bunch of ramps, yeah. Explaining a ramp to someone,
and people be like, it must be some sort of energy machine, like right, free right, energy yeah. machine.
I mean, like a bowl,
a museum yeah, yeah. would be weird too.
Yeah,
because it's like they worshipped pottery, and you're like, no. It's just, yeah, yeah. We just found this old pot.
And I also like that we think that the people in the future would be dumber than us.
Right.
Like, we don't have museums. We don't have skate parks. We don't have this. They probably have all that shit. They're probably like, that was a skate park. Now we have skateboards with six wheels.
Yeah, it's just all on their phone.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. So my thought on this. So this, there's two things, two other famous sphere cases that have happened. There's one called the San Diego Sphere, and this one is really interesting. It looks very similar to the photo that this weather person posted. It's a silver metallic orb with antennas off it, and it floated above San Diego Sphere. It floated above San Diego. And some people are like, well, it's clearly a balloon. It seems like there's a tether, but you can't really tell in the video, but it's amazing looking, whatever it is.
Right.
So there's that, but there's also a thing called the Betz Sphere, which you've not talked about. I'd love to do an episode on this. That's a silver sphere they found in the Everglades of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
A family brought it home, and it would roll around on its own. It
yes.
did all that. The government took it and tested it. They did. It's an insane story. So I think.
Did they call the government, or did the government?
They called the government.
That's a mistake. Number one.
Yeah. You don't tell them anything. But I do think spheres are drone type things like this would be what an advanced civilization would use to send to a planet. Be like, is there anything there that we could look for?
Right.
And sometimes they fail and they fall. They get struck by lightning. They might fall. And then right. you have people.
Yeah. I would like to know if the secret code is like English, or is it hieroglyphics? Is it?
Oh, I think they said it was some characters. And what's interesting about the hieroglyphics angle is a lot of the UFOs that they've reported, supposedly the Roswell craft and also the Kexburg craft,
very often
had hieroglyphics on the craft.
Yes.
Okay.
Very common.
Maybe it is something like that. It's like a hidden code language. Yeah.
I would also like to know if it could be disclosed, like who was the agency of guys in hazmat suits?
Oh, yeah.
Like who took it? Because if it's, let me say this, if it's U.S. military, then I'm even more intrigued. If it's just local Veracruz, like hazmat team or something.
Yeah.
Or even worse, if it's like a third party.
Why are you more interested if it's U.S. military? Just because it's like one of us?
No, because if an orb falls in Veracruz, Mexico, and the first, or not maybe not the first, but the people that responded carried off are U.S. military. And this happened, like it fell at like midnight. 3:15 a.m. it was carried off.
Right.
So whoever got there quick, and they and it was a sense of urgency in my mind. If that's the U.S. military, it's like, oh shit, one of our orbs has fallen. Get over there quick.
Right.
Seal the area off. Get everybody out of there. There's already a stupid ass meteorologist fucking posting about
it. He's waving his hands.
Yeah, get out of there.
What is that, rain?
Yeah.
Is that hail?
Yeah.
So I think that like that would make it more interesting to me in terms of the mystery. But
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah. Are we? Is it
final thought?
Yeah, your final thought
on this orb.
Yeah,
it's an orb,
dude. I have no idea. Was something fell from the sky and then we cleaned it up immediately? It could be aliens. It could be like a drone. Who knows?
Nobody.
That's the thing. It's like it's infinity. And it's like it's literally the possibilities.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just like a time capsule, and you open it up, and there's just like papers that
nobody cares about,
like an old Playboy
or papers that cannot be
translated
the news can't get out. Whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if like the new way to safeguard information is just to put it into a space drone and just orbit it around
the
Earth.
It's like a time capsule, and you shoot
it in space, and you're just like, I'll just keep this safe by putting it up there.
Right. But then how do you get it back?
Well, I think the point sometimes of that stuff is you don't want it back unless you run a recall it, you know, because you need it or something. I don't know. Who knows? Making up plots for movies.
Yeah, I know, right? What if what was inside the sphere is news about weather? Yeah.
I hope when they crack it open, it's just another sphere and it's just a set of Russian dolls aliens.
I love it.
Just
like,
have they ever cracked any open?
No, nothing ever official. They have.
So it goes back to the ethical.
Well, I think that's different in my mind. Like, I think that if when you discover an archaeological site, there are ethical issues now with disturbing ancient burial sites because they don't really belong to us. Right. And oftentimes living descendants of those people will say, you really shouldn't disturb that, just in the way that you don't want people digging through graves, our graves, right? They're sacred to some degree. But if something that's clearly like advanced technology accidentally falls to the earth, I'm like, reverse engineer that shit now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Crack it open. It fell from the sky.
Yeah. It fell from the sky. And maybe it's just, maybe like Elon Musk's whole SpaceX, it's just falling apart.
It's just some guy from another planet. He was like, you should listen to this mixtape. And it just,
We've shot stuff into outer space hoping that it hits intelligent life. You might be right. And like we've shot it out there like with a record player.
Yeah.
And being like, they'll know how to use this.
Yeah.
Maybe they just shot like, well, they'll clearly know what this is if they're smart. And we're like, well, okay, we're not smart.
We sent them Enter Sandman.
And we did. Yeah. It's dope. I like to think that this ball was just one of the testicles from Elon Musk's rocket.
It's a big ball. It's a
big old ball.
Yeah.
No, that's my take. I'm going to go with. It could be something where you open it up and there's like papers and like physical evidence with things written in it.
Oh,
man, that's a crazy take. Like, I like it.
Yeah, like that is weird,
it's
man.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah, like what if this computer had paper in it?
Oh, that's funny.
I love it.
Because I didn't want to say it was just aliens.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just,
I would love it if they had just like detritus, like fucking Polaroids and fucking paper on a spaceship. Yeah. And they're like, fucking, this is the way to do it.
Well, yeah, if we've surmised at times that maybe they're just camping here, they're just visiting. Maybe the contents are just really benign.
Or what if it's literally like, hey, we sent you this from another planet. Open it up. We'll give you some tips because if we meet you physically, you'll blow us up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Or you'll throw up because we're so ugly.
Yes.
Yeah. Because our heads are so big.
Yeah, and our eyes
we've seen the memes. We've seen the tweets about it. Yeah. Here are the tips we've sent you because we're not trying to get roasted.
Right. You guys are real mean down there.
I like it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, before we get out of here, Chris, people can find you and follow you on the social medias, all caps comic.
Oh, yeah. Instagram at Chris Rivoli. That's R-I-V-O-L-I. Not ravioli, but it is pretty close. Same thing on TikTok. And those are the two places you can find me on the internet.
Great.
That sounds awesome.
Appreciate it.
Give him a follow and a like and check him out doing comedy sometime soon.
Yeah, and he's moving to New York. We're going to be sad that he's gone.
Moving to the Big Apple. I'm moving to Strong Island.
The Big Orb.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Big Orb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the new Brooklyn?
Yeah, right? Pretty much. So I'll be on Long Island and I'll be going to the city. So I'll be everywhere.
Awesome, nice. Man. Hell thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Always a blast to have you. This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Conspiracy Beer Me.
Peace.